I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, December 14th. Quincy remains in the red category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. There were 919 active cases as of Friday, with a positivity rate of 5.36%. There have been 138 deaths in Quincy. 55 Quincy Public School students have tested positive for COVID-19. Health Commissioner Ruth Jones says 39 of those students are in class 2 days per week, 9 are in class full-time, and 7 were fully remote learners. Jones says there were 2 cases where the virus was transmitted in school buildings. The Quincy City Council tonight will consider whether or not the city should sell the remaining 2 parcels of city-owned land at the former Hancock parking lot in Quincy Center to LBC Developers of Boston. Mayor Thomas Koch wants to sell the properties for a total of $4.8 million. LBC has proposed 2 apartment buildings with 350 units. The meeting is being held virtually and will be carried live on QATV at 6:30. The MBTA will hold another virtual public meeting this Wednesday to discuss their plans to build a new bus maintenance facility at the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on the Bergen Parkway in Quincy. That meeting is a follow-up to a meeting that was held in June, where residents expressed concerns about traffic, parking, and pedestrian safety. The meeting will be held at 5:30 and will be carried live on QATV. Quincy police are investigating a robbery at the TD Bank on Hancock Street in North Quincy Friday morning. A man passed a note to a teller demanding money and threatening to pull a gun. He fled on foot with about $400. No one was hurt. A 17-year-old Quincy boy says that a man and a woman forced him to withdraw money from an ATM inside the Stop and Shop on the Southern Artery in Quincy last Thursday. The teen says the couple gave him some fake gold jewelry and then forced him to withdraw $300 to pay for it. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, December 14th.